What's up, everybody? Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. I'm Clint Davis, your host. Thanks so much for being with us. John chapter 8. As we get started, Mitch brings us in.
Gives me grace for every trial. Feeds me with the living bread.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us as we read John chapter 8 today. Beginning in verse 39, Jesus having a continued conversation with his Jewish opponents around the Feast of the Tabernacles. When they're questioning his identity, they're questioning whether or not he is truly the Son of God. And the argument that Jesus will make really comes to the idea of who is his father. And Jesus is going to challenge them with reference to who their father is, and they're going to take offense to it because he's going to say their father is the devil because they refuse to believe in him who is from God. He is the Son of God. This is what we find. They answered him, that's the Jews, answered Jesus, Abraham is our father. And Jesus said to them, if you are Abraham's children, you will be doing the works Abraham did. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. That is not what Abraham did. You are doing the works your father did. And they said to him, we were not born of sexual immorality. We have one father, even God. And Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and am here. I came not of my own accord, but he who sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? Is it because you cannot bear to hear the word of God? You are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God. Now, just to understand the context a little bit, when Jesus says to these Jewish leaders that you are not of your father Abraham, rather you are of your father the devil, he is hitting them at the very core of their being. Their identity, or to use modern language, their self-identity is rooted in the reality of the fact that they are indeed ancestors of Abraham. Excuse me, descendants of Abraham. Abraham is an ancestor. They are descendants of Abraham. That means that they are in direct descent from Abraham as the father of the Jewish people. You may remember that story from the Old Testament. God says, I'm going to make you a great nation, a great people. And Abraham is the father of the nation of Israel. These Jewish leaders are then saying they are of Abraham's descent, and they are questioning the patronage of Jesus. Who is your father? How do you get into this story? We know we can trace our roots back to Abraham. We can go through the proper channels of Jewish history and of genealogy. But you are the son of a carpenter from Nazareth in Galilee. We know who you are. How do you claim to be the son of eternal God? And so they're challenging Jesus on the essence of his identity. He pushes it back on them, and he hits them at the very core of their being. He questions them at the heart of their being. He says, you are really not the children of Abraham. Rather, you are the children of the devil. And Jesus' argument is pretty clear as we read it here, and it's real simple. If you were the sons of Abraham, you would do what Abraham did. Family characteristics. Families do certain things. Families bear certain marks and certain personalities and certain experiences for the most part. They're outliers from time to time, but for the most part, you know that there are families who bear resemblance. And so he says, if you are a child of Abraham, not just in the historical, genealogical, ethnic sense, but if you were a child of Abraham, you would be a man of faith. And you would be men of faith, and you would believe in God, and it would be credited to you as righteous. And as a result of that, you would receive the Messiah. You would finally lay eyes upon the one who was promised, the one Abraham longed to see. Abraham was promised a descendant who would bless the nations, the great Messiah who would come from his loins, the great son, who would be the one who would offer himself as a sacrifice for his people. And these Jewish leaders, had they really been men of faith and they had been sons of Abraham and they had followed in the line of Abraham, would have been ready to receive the Messiah and would have welcomed him with open arms. Rather, they have rejected him. And Jesus says, you've rejected him because your father, ultimately in your heart, is not Abraham, though ethnically you might be a descendant of Abraham, but you're not living in faith in the way Abraham lived. In the very essence of your being and your relationship with God, your father is not Abraham. Your father, rather, is the devil. And he is the father of lies, and he is a liar, and he was a murderer from the very beginning. And you're seeking to bring murder to me. You're seeking to murder me for my claims to being God. You're refusing to believe that I am who I said I am. You're calling me a liar, and then you're telling other people that I am not who I said I am. And this challenges them. Now let's think about how Jesus here, for the few minutes we have left, let's think about how Jesus has reason to convict them on this matter and to judge them with reference to this particular issue and their refusal of him. Throughout the book of John, we've seen signs, and we'll see more signs, of the reality of Jesus, the purpose of miracles in John's gospel, the purpose of miracles in the Bible. But certainly in John's gospel is to prove the reality of the supernatural nature of God. To reveal the character of God, to reveal the power of God, to reveal the very essence of God's being, and to show him and to communicate who he is to the world around them, and to demonstrate the reality of his spirit coming into the world, that his kingdom has come. And they have seen sign after sign after sign after sign after sign. And yet they've chosen not to believe. They have chosen not to accept Christ as their Messiah. He turned water into wine. He healed a man by the pool of Bethesda. He has healed a man of a shriveled hand. We could give countless numbers, cast out demons. All of these stories are there. There is abundant proof that he indeed is the one who he claims to be. And yet they have chosen, because they are descendants of their father, the devil, they have chosen in their sin to reject him. It goes back to John 3, where Jesus tells Nicodemus, he came to save the world, not to condemn the world. The world has condemned itself already in its own unbelief. And so the challenge for us as we think about, what do we think about Jesus, is whose child are we? Are we the descendants of Abraham, which we have as a privileged opportunity by faith, as Paul would tell us in Galatians 3, to be the sons and daughters of Abraham by faith, where we trust in our Messiah, we rejoice in him? Or are we of the father, the devil? We lie, we cheat, we steal, and we reject the Lord. Really a powerful challenge in a world that focuses so much attention on identity. What is your identity? What is your heritage? Is it one of faith, or is it one of rejection? You guys have a great day. God bless you. I'll see you next time. You care.